Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden School officials. We have Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Jardine Coleman joining us in studio. They're meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center, Kermser Conference Room at 2031 Points Avenue. That's right next to Manhattan High School on the West Campus. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on the agenda here tonight. We talked a little bit about construction and what's going on at Woodrow Wilson. There's some other things that will be discussed, including preliminary enrollment numbers.
Yep. I've got preliminary enrollment numbers, been working on those all week. This is where I like having a board meeting a week after school starts. I still have a moving number. I think on the first day of school, I was about four kids up overall. And now that number is creeping up a little higher, so I'll present kind of where we're at. A little better at the elementary school. We're actually down a little bit from where I see, but we've been growing so much. We're still at the point of overcrowding and forced transferring, but it's just not as bad. But we've seen some pretty good growth at the middle schools and the high school as well. So, and then we're also getting some bond updates on the College Hill project and the new elementary school as well, ready to go to construction documents. So they're going to present to the Board of Education kind of where we're at on both of those projects. And then we're also presenting the guaranteed maximum price just for a portion of the Keith Noll Maintenance Center. Basically, a GMP is something our contractors give us because we're using construction management at risk, that before we even go out to bid, they give us a guaranteed maximum price that we'll pay. So tonight is basically us saying we're accepting that guaranteed maximum price that they're setting for us. Doesn't commit us to doing it because we still have some hoops to jump through with the city before this project's finalized. But we're moving forward on all of them. So.
Yeah. I wanted to do just a small PSA for count numbers. You mentioned this is our unofficial count. September 20th is our official count day. So make sure you mark your calendars and make sure your kids are at school that day. That's an important number for us. It determines a lot about our funding opportunities for the district.
Yeah, we'll serve something nice for lunch.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good way to get people in the door. As far as that's concerned, what impact will that have on? Will that have any impact on this year's budget, or would that be on budgets going forward based on those official numbers?
When they change the formula, our student base count is based on our audit in the spring. So for the majority of it, it won't have an impact until next year. But we do get some immediate help with our weightings. So we get some extra transportation help or at-risk help or just the different way, ESOL, you know, if they're foreign language speaking, we can get some help along that as well. So, but for the base part of it, it really comes into play next year.
Okay. As far as donations, you want to hit that item next year?
Absolutely. We have a $749.79 donation from Life Touch to Woodrow Wilson for classroom supplies, a $4,400 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field for behavioral and mental health support personnel, and then costs associated with extending child care services, and then a $500 cash donation from Cowboy Running Company to MHS for our Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We are so thankful for that grand total of $5,649.79. There are so many opportunities that are granted to our students and to our staff because of donations from the community. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Always great to have that read here each month. I always enjoy kind of going over those. As far as the purchases here tonight, and this may not be as big of an item here, but the projector purchases, new technology, I guess, is always a big thing.
Yep,
upgrading,
just updates. Yeah. You know, replacing some projectors, and you know, when it's over $10,000, we get to bring it to the Board of Education. So I think he's getting a group of 10 to 15 projectors he's replacing. So Dr. Ribble is always on top of that.
Very good. Beyond that, there's not a whole lot else on the agenda here tonight. Do you have anything in your report you'll be passing along?
Not much more. You have anything, Jardine?
We have a couple just announcements from Michelle Jones, our communications director. Yeah. Just be on the lookout for parent orientation nights. Please check your school's Facebook page and also our website. And by the way, if you haven't been to the website, you need to go because it's incredible. Michelle's done a lot of great work and her team on upgrading our website, so it's much more easy to navigate. Also, that athletic practices are beginning this week for high school and middle school students. And then just a reminder that there's no school on Labor Day, September 2nd.
Absolutely. And yeah, the athletic season is going to be here before you know it.
It'll be here quickly. I think we wait till the hottest time of year. You know, that's one of the requirements.
Yeah.
They just wait till it's over 100 degrees and then they can start.
And then
practice.
They get the kids outside.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. Drink a lot of water. Everybody out there, drink. Parents encourage them to drink. I tell mine you got to drink all day if you're going to be okay for practice.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
Yeah, lots of water. Most definitely. Well, 1 week into the new school year, I know it's been a busy time of the year, as you mentioned. So far, things going smoothly. How would you rate the first week?
You know, they're going okay. I would say probably one of the biggest things is the bumps on transportation with the construction. It's really changed a lot of our routes, and we haven't been on time with a lot of them. We're trying some new things. We're trying to work around it. But when your routes are set up and construction isn't into our computer system, so it's very difficult to route around. So I'll give a shout out to Oren Prohaska in the transportation barn. He's our router, and he's been working overtime to try and work around all of these things. But it's just a difficult thing to do and something outside of our control right now. So we keep encouraging the city, and the city's been great about trying to get these projects wrapped up so we can get back to normal. But just some sympathy on those. If buses are running late, most of the time it's because there's higher traffic patterns in areas that didn't have that high of traffic, or we can't get through on a road we typically get through on.
Wanted to mention something here real quick, and I don't know if you guys can comment on this or not, but August 28th, there's something called Your Life Speaks happening at Manhattan High School, Anthony Middle School, and Eisenhower Middle School, talking about peaceful communications, anti-bullying, personal accountability, and that'll be at 5:30. Looks like you're inviting parents, students, and staff and the public to come out. And that's going to be probably some great conversation there.
I think it can be. I think it can be the start of good conversations. I think, you know, for a lot of our parents, you just need that segue into a conversation with your kiddo. And you need permission to go there in a lot of ways. And these things can kind of give you those headways into those conversations, give you good questions to ask to kind of get to the heart of where the mental health of our kiddos are. And also our parents, too. I won't say we don't have other people that struggle within our system, too, that we want to support and care and love.
Yeah, that 5:30, August 28th at Rezac Auditorium. I've got to say, I did the principal series here to start the first couple weeks leading into school. And the social-emotional aspect, that was my key takeaway from all the interviews I did. That is a big push, it sounds like, on the district.
It's an emphasis for us. It's important, you know, if someone's not feeling good, mentally strong and healthy, they can't learn as well, and they can't teach as well either. It's been something we've been working with our staff on as well. They've got to take care of themselves in order to take care of someone else. Yep. I think Dr. Wade uses the example of an airplane. When the oxygen mask comes down, you have to put the oxygen mask over yourself before you help your child. And it's the same thing for our people too, and parents as well. It's a hard world we live in right now.
Yeah,
we're actually we were selected to partner with the Kansas State Department of Education to do some deep diving into what our mental health looks like for our kids, our mental health services in schools. And so we're partnering with our local community mental health center to come up with some processes and some policies around how we can help reach all of our kids, not just our kids who are struggling, but mental health is for everyone. So how do we make sure that we are checking in on that for every student that we have? And so hopefully by the end of this school year, we'll have some really exciting plans and some things to roll out for next school year.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Again, school board meets tonight, 6:30, Robinson Education Center in the Kermser Conference Room, 2031 Points Avenue, right next to the west campus of Manhattan High School. Eric Reed, Jardine Coleman, our guests here today. Thanks for being here, and have a good rest of your school year.
Thanks for having us.
Well, stay tuned. Coming up, Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette joins us next.